Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
An audio problem tonight. What's really going on? Well, you know something. I don't mean nothing because you know how we do it. That one don't want to act right. We are put another phone up here. You know, we, like you said, Monk, we fly by the seat of our pants, and we be flying high, baby. you know something. I first want to spend the time just to say I really appreciate that last week we had Chris hosting the show with Mark, and he did a fabulous job. You know, it's just like, you know, it's wonderful to know that once you're gone, you know, someone else can take over, you know, and it's a good thing to be able to, you know, have someone, you know, to help you out, because sometimes we just can't be everywhere. So, you know, I really appreciate him doing that. And I'm going to kick off a song real quick, and then we'll get back into our intro. All right. This is a tune by Donny Hathaway, A Song for You.
Okay.
Places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now, and I'm singing the song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love.
you're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you.
Hathaway, that tune was a song for you. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Law and her handsome co-hosts, Mark and Chris. But, you know, before I do anything, I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all the people globally. So I want to start by thanking at home first. Thanks to people in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands. Thank all y'all for tuning in and tell your friends so they can tune in as well. And our special guest tonight is a detective, Ben Burgess. He works for the New York City Police Department. He did tell me that we couldn't discuss his cases because, you're trying to catch a crook or whatever, whether it's homicide or whatever, so you can't give out details because that would, affect the outcome of who he's looking for. You know, however, it seems like, he must be still on a case because I had just talked to him yesterday, and he was pumped and ready to be here on time. But when you're a detective, you got to be where you got to be. I don't envy him at all because after a while, I will get sick and tired of seeing someone shot, decomposed, messed up, and all the things that comes with, trying to figure out the pieces to why someone died, And I guess we can discuss that because we don't have no details about any cases that are pending. We can just speculate our opinion. And so for a few moments, I really, really, really need to reiterate to everyone who was here last week. Last week I was very, very busy, and I had my trusted co-host, I had Chris here doing his thing. So, I can't say enough, thank you, Chris, for hanging in there, you and Mark, because couldn't have done it without y'all, too. So, hey, high praise. You deserve that, Chris and Mark. I was trying to whistle, but I couldn't get the whistle out. But anyway, you know, let me open the mic to my co-host because I'm always checking to see if I hear any background interference. So when I hear something, I shut it all down. So, but before we go further on, I'd like to say hello to Chris and Mark. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. I said, but the mic was off, I said when you had the cheering on, I said, and the crowd goes wild.
Shay!
Yay!
One more time. Yay! Yes. Thank you, because y'all did a phenomenal job.
You're welcome.
And Mark,
welcome.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. We have to give a lot of credit to Miss Darlene King, who was our guest, because her story was the catalyst to the show, and she filled in beautifully. I mean, she filled in all the blanks. Yeah.
Yes.
Big,
a beautiful
another crowd pleaser for Darlene King. She deserved it.
Yes, another crowd pleaser for Darlene.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm so sorry that I missed that show. She's a beautiful person because I had so many questions that I wanted to ask. And a lot of times the question that I ask is for the benefit of the listeners because sometimes they're shy and they don't hit the one key to let us know on the switchboard that they want to make a comment. But her story was that she was married to a minister who gave her HIV. He screwed around so much that he even had children with other people. And he eventually died, but, you know, she has gotten closer to God, and she said that because of what happened to her, she is able to have a different appreciation for people. Well, I imagine so, but, you know, just keeping it real. I love Darlene, and I'm so glad that's not my story because I think I would be angry, first of all, that you hurt my heart, you cheated on me, and then you gave me HIV, man. I would probably try to kill you before the disease took you out. I'm just saying, you know. Go to sleep, man. You would have some crazy glue on your eyelashes and your pennies would have been glued to your stomach, and I would have beat the hell out of you. I'm just saying. That's how I would have handled it. Hey, me, HIV, and I'm stuck for life, you know, because she's too young to say, well, I'm okay. I don't want to have sex no more. I ain't telling that lie. You know, I believe sex, not to be crude, is a part of every relationship. And when a person confesses that they love you, that's just a way that two people can be as close as you can get unless you're giving birth to somebody, you know, so she can handle it her way, but me personally, I got to have sex. You know, I'm abstinent because I'm looking for the right person, but if I had somebody in my life, we'd be acting like rabbits, but we'd be on and popping.
you
laughing, Mom? What you feel about that?
Terry, you wouldn't be content to just have a really nice bed and have the bed all to yourself? No, right?
Oh, hell to the no.
Speaking of that. No, I believe that it's very important. I really do. I mean, you know, it's how you express your love sometimes. And
that's right. It's necessary, you know.
You know, it's vital. To me, it is anyway. Even though I've been having my little dry spell, you know. But.
Mhm. Yeah. And Chris, how you feel about that?
I agree. You know, I even before I was in a relationship, I had some good times. You know, I had a good time just doing it. You know, but I did it. I didn't do it just to do it. I did it because I had feelings for the. For the other person, it wasn't always the case back, but it was the case for me. Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, when you are feeling somebody and that person makes your heart smiling, excited, and everything, you just want to touch them, smell their body, you know, feel the heat, you know, listen to their heartbeat, you know, and I believe, and I'm just being me, I believe that Darlene has come to grips with the way her life turned out, you know, and she knows God does everything for a reason. And I just believe that she has accepted that. I don't. I have a hard time believing that she's okay with that. I believe she has accepted that, you know. But maybe it's me. I mean, what you going to do if you're a diabetic and you lose a limb? You're going to have to accept that. Don't mean you want to be without your limb. You just learn to cope, you know. And that's a big thing to cope with. You know, my goodness, God forbid. Lord Jesus. But I love her to death, and I love her honesty to tell her story and to share. Yeah, but like I said, couldn't be me. If I'm sleeping with somebody and they give me a disease, you know, I can be a Christian.
Oh, yeah, all bets are off, yeah.
Yeah, I would have that one foot in the street, and I would whoop the hell out of them, you know, while they're sleeping or they're incapacitated, because I ain't trying to go up against no man, because y'all physically stronger, pretty much, but I'll still catch you. Don't go to sleep. I'll be like Freddy Krueger. I'll be your worst nightmare. Shit, I'll be on you.
I know you would be. I know you would be.
Don't go to sleep. Wow. Uh-huh. But anyway, let's get back to our guest that's supposed to be here, Detective Ben Burgess. You know, this guy, he is well-known. He's a well-known rapper. It's not. He's a rapper. His story about Black and White is about a rapper who kills a gay couple. And he can also go into details about him being a detective. But, you know, his story, you know, I asked him, I said, was this nonfiction, which means it's real? And the way he hedged on that answer, I'm kind of believing that the story is real, but for legal sakes, you have to say that it's not real. You know, because I've met a lot of people, friends of mine who are also writers, they will say it's a fiction, so they don't have no legal issues. But, you know, I'm out there. I'm a wild card shit. If it's real, it's real. I'm going to put it out there just like it is, and that's just how it is. That's how I do it.
What's
y'all feedback on that?
I was going to ask you about, he's got a hashtag that I think he created called BTIWOB. It's on all of his Facebook and Twitter, and what it means, break the internet with our books. What I was going to ask him, what is the significance of it? Is it getting people to read more books as opposed to, you know, looking on the internet? I would imagine it would be. What do you guys think?
Well, I know he got a lot of
awards. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's to do both, like you said, get people to read and also just, you know, promote himself, because he have won a lot of awards, you know. But, you know, God bless him. I don't know how he find time to do what he do, because if I had to be called at any given time and morning or night and went out there and try to assess the crime scene, and then I got to try to come home and try to write and try to deal with family and wife. And, man, you know, some people are just workaholics. They got like that. Man, I'm a lazy bug, man. You know, if I can find some free time to chill, that's what I want to do, man. I ain't trying to be having my life consumed 24/7. You know, got to be doing something. I like, you know, to calm down, enjoy life. Maybe I'll live a little longer than everybody rushing. You know, and you miss the stuff that's around you.
Yeah. And plus all those murder stuff. You know, it takes its toll. I used to be a big fan of all those true crime stuff, but I need more comedy now and music nowadays. It's very hard for me to watch those anymore.
You're right, because I watch Fatal Attraction and all, like you said, those crime shows. But what I found out, what it did to me, it made me feel like, you know, I'm all on high alert, code red. Let me hear a damn girl off the roof. I'm trying to reach my damn gun, you know. Like right now, I got my gun beside my bed in the shoebox, you know, because I done broke everything down and put it in storage. But, yeah, I tell my family, don't come up in my house trying to be funny, trying to spook me, because I might kill you, because when you coming out of a sleep, all I see is a shadow, and I'm aiming to that for that shadow. I'm going to take something out, you know, so.
it takes its toll to watch those. You know, you need more fun in life. You shouldn't be always scared and stressed out, you know.
Exactly.
I thought it was interesting in all my research, I didn't come across the fact that he was a detective.
Really?
He confided that to you? No.
He's a detective. I've known him for a few years now, and because of his work schedule, it's really kind of hard to find him, you know, where he don't, because everybody's getting killed every day. You know, it's hard to find him when it's not interfering with whatever is his shift or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we will get him back on here because we'll just schedule him for next month on a time frame, hopefully. I don't know is he if he's going to be taking a vacation or whatever, but he is a detective, you know, and I commend people like that. But like, you know, Chris just said, it's bad enough to got to watch that stuff. Can you imagine rolling up on that stuff? You know, cause, you know, I used to be a paramedic.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing
hell
I saw
to the
more,
no, hell to the no.
Hell to the no, no, no. You're right, you know, because as a paramedic, I responded to a call, and the guy was DOA, and that was obvious because there was a big hole in his chest that you could see straight down to the cement.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, brains are splattered everywhere, you know, and that kind of grossed me out, and people don't understand. Some people don't. Your blood sits for a while, it coagulates, looks like jelly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nasty.
You have to be a special breed of person to do that. I mean, you really do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say you can't be a sappy sucker. Like I'm a sappy sucker. Like, you know, I cry over good things and bad things. You can't be a sappy sucker. And you know, I don't want to defend. I mean, I don't want to offend detectives or people who have to do that. I'm glad there are people out there. I just couldn't be that person. Yeah.
I understand. You know, and my thing as far as being a paramedic, you know, I like to help people. I like to do things, you know, I've never done. But and before I got used to it, thank God for my trainer because it was kind of like, ooh, I didn't want to put my hands on the blood, even though I had gloves on. It takes a lot to get used to, but after a while, I don't know whether your heart get hardened to it or you see it too much, you just wind up, you know, just jumping right in, you know. But wow, have you ever had a job?
I think I would pass out with just the smell of the blood. That would
pass out. Wow, you think so? Wow. Well, what's the worst job you've had?
Who? Me?
One of y'all.
The worst job I ever had?
Okay, yeah, you, Chris.
Okay.
Oh, you mean like in my media career, or do you mean in general?
In general.
Oh, in general. Well, my very first job, I was working with my uncle in landscaping. I had to get down in the mulch. You know, and the mulch is stinky. I didn't like that. That's probably the worst job I had in general. But my worst job in media was I had to do play-by-play for sports, and I don't follow sports. And I didn't do a very good job in that. But that was part of my internship to graduate the media school. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm sorry, Chris. I got to laugh about this one because I would never assume that mulch would be smell other than dirty, you know, and, you know, you said you hated that.
Oh yeah, it smelled like cow manure. It didn't smell
for real.
Smell. Yeah, for real.
I'm just assuming landscaping deals with a lot of dirt and grass. I don't know why I just thought that would smell like dirt. I didn't know it smelled like cow manure. Yeah, I guess that got to be like ugh. Yeah, and you, Mark, what's your first job?
Well, I was thinking, it was my very first job. I worked for this lumber company, and we would have to go out and chop wood. And, honey, I was in good shape back then. I mean, really good shape, but it was hard work chopping wood. I don't know how Abraham Lincoln did it and all those people.
I guess that was their cultural thing. Building houses, lumber and stuff. So when, you know, you're acclimated to it, that's what your norm is. That's not your norm. You know, I've had jobs of man put calluses on my hand being a paramedic was one of them. I said, man, I hated it. If a female want to touch a guy's hand, and her hand is harder than his is. I said, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you think of rough hands would come from a man, not from a female, but it is what it is. But I tell you what, we're going to take a little small break and come right back, and we're going to discuss a little bit more, and then we're going to take it home.
Okay.
All right, Donna.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mark. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. I haven't forgotten, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own guy. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is
this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey,
my girlfriend. Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Yes. I'm going to give y'all a little tune here for y'all to listen to, and then we're going to come back with the topics. You know, I was thinking about y'all putting in a segment called Hot Topics. You know, because I like to listen to a lot of Wendy Williams, and I like Hot Topics, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking about maybe we ought to incorporate some Hot Topics, you know, and it'd be our job, each one of us find something that we can, you know, discuss and stuff, you know, and that'd be cool, you know, because,
I like it.
I'm going to play some more song real quick, and we come back, and we're going to discuss a little bit. Then we're going to go home.
Okay.
Lady. I want to bring something to your attention. Something that you've probably overlooked. And that is a man can hurt just as hard and deep as you can. You see, I had a lady in the past to hurt me real bad. And I needed someone to talk to in a very serious way. So I went to the best friend I had. And that's my mother. And she said, your tears are done.
you to see that it really wasn't meant to be, but you'll find love again, maybe the next time you win. So go on and fall apart. I know she broke your heart. You gave her all that you could, so let this be understood. Cause things didn't work out as planned doesn't make you less of a man. Go on.
Thank you.
Wow, welcome back with us on Unmasked with Arthur Sherry, Elau and Mark and Chris. You know, that tune I just played was by Bloodstone. It says, "Go on and cry." You know, and all this time I was thinking they was talking to a woman, but they was talking to you, said, "Go on, my son." You know, and I'm sure that as a man, a lot of times men feel like it's not being strong when they show emotions. However, women, this woman right here, I love to see a person's spirit. And if it provokes you to cry, go ahead and cry, because that makes my heart tender, you know. And I like the fact that, you know, he was saying that, "Go on, my son," because a lot of young men growing up were taught that it's not manly to cry, you know. So I'm glad the song is about saying, "Go on and cry." One of y'all really close, or y'all got y'all mic on speaker, because I'm hearing feedback. But Mark, what do you feel about that, about, you know, the stigma when it says men ain't supposed to show emotions or cry?
Well, I think it's ludicrous, because we have emotions just like women do. I wish I cried more. I mean, I used to be a big crybaby, but I don't as much anymore. It takes a lot to make me really break down. But it's very cleansing. It's very therapeutic, and I wish I better start watching some sad movies again. I don't know, but I think it's a great thing.
I do too, because when I cry, I don't cry often, but when I cry, it's relaxing. It's like it just takes everything off of my back for the moment. I'm able to sleep, you know, and that's why, you know, when people have lost people in their families, and it's hard to tell somebody who lost a loved one what to do. I just get sick and tired of hearing people saying, "Well, after time has passed, or the funeral was over last week, so this week they should be able to pull it together." Leave people alone. Let people grieve at their own pace. And you know, if they want to
exactly
cry, just let them do that, you know? How you feel about that, Chris?
Yeah. I think you're right. I think people need to let people grieve and you know, and cry. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because this past week has been very hard, because I had an aunt die in my family, and then Mark's mom is in the hospital. So Mark's been kind of, you know, feeling funky, and I feel funky too, but I try to watch a lot of comedies and stuff to keep myself up and so I don't go down a deep depression. But I think people should let people grieve, you know, as long as they need to, as long as, you know, as long as they're still being healthy and you know,
yeah,
living life.
Right. Yeah, and just be there in the background, but just be supportive. If you felt like they haven't eaten, you know, you don't have to ask them, "Do you need something to eat?" Just take them some fruit here, something, you know, you need to put something on your stomach. You know, just be supportive. Let them have that time, you know. Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Before we end, I wanted to ask Chris Michael about his trip to New York City in 2 weeks. Tell us about it, Mike. Chris?
Whoa. Before you answer that, Chris, whoa. I think that Chris had told us that he wanted to keep that on a down low, remember?
Oh, never mind.
I am going, but I won't say when I'm going. Yeah, go. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. Never mind. Okay. I didn't hear that. I didn't get the memo. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's okay. I understand. People forget things. You're fine. Yeah.
Okay.
California's brain is baking. Well, you know, we did pretty good, even though we didn't have a guest. I mean, we went and did, like, for 45 minutes, and we'd only have had, like, 15 minutes left. So is there anything significant that y'all would like to say before we wrap it up?
Well, the idea of the hot topics, I love it. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because Wendy Williams has new shows now, and I've been taping her new shows, and I've been watching a lot of Hot Topics. I think it'd be a wonderful idea for the show. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I think it would be a good idea, but I don't know. I don't want to. We could do like, because you know she stole that from The View and she's open about that. So I like to do a little bit of politics, not so much, but like mix of politics and celebrity. Like Wendy does celebrity, mostly celebrities, and The View does politics. So we can mix and match. We can mix and match it, but you know people talk about both of them too much. Or we could do local news and you know stuff like that. We don't have any politics or celebrity. Yeah.
Well, whatever floats your boat, I'm open to all of it. You can talk about local, political, comedy, entertainment, celebrity. You know, just like you know, give somebody some update. Like, for instance, I would say, well, in my neighborhood, you know, we found this guy, you know, who da 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 da. Or you know, you want to say, well, you know, this person they broke up, or Justin Bieber's got married, but he still got the hots for the other chick, you know. One day, whatever name is.
Yeah.
We can do that. We can spend 10 minutes doing hot topics.
I think I love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's your homework for next week. And our guest
okay.
next week is Earth Gallo. And this young lady, she has a TV show, production company. She do plays. She do a lot of things. This woman, she never sleeps. So I wonder if she's on that Red Bull.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had her on the show before, Terry. I remember Earth Gallo. She's a friend, a Facebook friend.
Years ago. Yeah, years ago. Mm-hmm.
She's like Oprah. She never sleeps. No, I'm sure.
No, right?
Yeah.
So starting with the youngest baby first, Chris, is there any shout out, anything you would like to put out in the atmosphere?
Well, I know I try not to talk about it too much because, I know it's like a little bit of obsessive, but I will say, and Mark asked about this, but he didn't ask about this part, that Bette Midler does start her Hello Dolly role. She's going to do it till the end of August on Tuesday.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Go on, girl. At 7 years old, she's doing it.
Yeah, 70. She's 70. She'll be 72. Yeah, 73. Yeah, she's doing it. Yeah,
doing it.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Good for Beth.
I thought she was young. You said she's 73. Go on, girl.
73.
Seems like you forgot what year it is. 73 or 70 or 72.
Well, she was born in 45. I just don't remember her age right now. Oh. So yeah, I did the math. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And, Mark, is there anything special you would like to say?
Well, you know, I'm very excited that the Emmy nominations, you know, Television Academy nominations were yesterday. And speaking of celebrity news, and I was very, very happy to hear that Darren Criss was nominated for The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Did you guys
see that? Oh, yeah, he did good. He did good. He did good, and so did Bette's daughter, Sophie von Hasselberg, was in a couple of episodes. He did good. She should have been nominated.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Terry?
That was sad. Have to die.
Huh?
I said that was sad. Versace, he didn't have to die, you know?
Oh,
my.
It was a very well produced and directed movie. Very, very well done. Ricky Martin was in it, too, but he wasn't nominated. But I was very thrilled that I'm going to be rooting for him come September 17th when they hand out the Emmy Awards. So.
Amen.
Yeah. And my girl Tracy Ellis Ross from Black-ish was also nominated again.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't win the last time because the lady from Seinfeld won. What's her name?
Yeah. Julie Louis-Dreyfus, yeah.
Yeah, she's not nominated this year, so she might have a chance to win this year. So I'm rooting for both of them.
Yeah,
RuPaul's Drag Race got 20 nominations. If you follow that show, RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's right.
Oh, I love RuPaul. That's my show. It should have had a whole bunch. I love that show. That's where I get a lot of jewelry ideas from and makeup tips. Yes, that's my show. You know, I got some drag up in me, baby. Oh, I love RuPaul. That's my show, baby.
You know, Terry, I say this all the time. We should get Cheryl Underwood. She reminds me so much of you. We should get her from the talk on here.
Get her. That would be fine. That would
oh,
be awesome.
Oh, that would be great.
I would like to get RuPaul up here, baby. Or one of the last previous winners of the last 10 shows. You know, one of the winners. Shoot, I love RuPaul. I'm a little afraid of putting rhinestones near my eye. That shit might go in. I'll be rubbing my damn eyeball and stuff. But, ooh, I love RuPaul. Man, I'll be checking them out. I got them on my automatic record. You know, when they come on, my TV's recording. That's it.
Yeah, that's right. Did you know that he's from San Diego, my hometown? He's from San Diego, RuPaul is. He grew up here.
Wow. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? Just this is my opinion. RuPaul looks better as a woman than he do as a man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, hell yeah. Hell to the yes.
Yeah. And he's been with his lover for lots of years. You know, I heard someone on a talk show. But you know something? He all right as a guy with his little knot on top of his head. But as a woman, he is hot. He is hot. Damn. He is built
right.
Like a bunch of those Christians that make the hips, isn't his waist all snatched? He is fine.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
speaking of...
Don't take...
Terry, real quick, have you heard the latest about Tyler Perry?
What about
him? People were trying to scam him on Facebook. I forgot how the scam went, but he was talking about it. I have to check it out again though. Well, I'd have to look at it again, but because I didn't really read the article, but I
trying to get money from him. I know they've said that he was
trying to extort money from him.
I don't care whether he's gay, straight, heterosexual, bisexual, you know, because at the end of the day. When it really counts, when Katrina happened in Louisiana, he gave out millions of dollars to help get them people back on track. He is a good humanitarian. Like the people that he put in his different movies and plays, he keep bringing them back. He gives people jobs. So they can kiss my butt talking about Tyler Perry because I love him. He's got a good heart. And what he's doing, the props in his bedroom, ain't nobody's damn business but his own. You know, I hate that shit. Get up off of him. I love me some Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Because of him, I had many hours of laughter. You know, I've had many hours of, you know, emotions because he tugs at the heartstrings, too, when he do different shows. He bring in comedy, but he bring in stuff that, you know, like, wow, like, you know, everything, every topic. I love Tyler Perry. So they better say nothing bad about Tyler Perry. Me, I ain't for it. I am not for it.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry. Like Mark is a Diana Ross fan. You a Bette Midler fan. Don't fuck with Tyler Perry or Bette Midler. Or
yeah, I know. That's right.
That's not on my watch. Oh, damn.
Yeah, apparently he's warning Facebook. I'm on the story now. He's trying to get on it. He's warning Facebook people not to get scammed. That they're trying to do that to him, but I lost the story though. But we'll talk about more about it when Hot Topics comes back.
Next week, that's our homework. But you know, guys, we did the show. I mean, because it's 8:21. You know, so we did the thing. You know, so with that being said, you know, I just want to again thank Chris and Mark. For holding up the show.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime.
And
We love to help you, Terry. We do.
Well, I appreciate
Mark helped me because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was reading I was getting stuff mixed up. So if Mark wouldn't have chimed in, I probably would have fucked things up worse.
You did good.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to everybody out there that's going through something. Just hold your head up, stay encouraged, you know, to the people in the homeless shelters, the people who are sick in the hospital, and for the ones that's at home sick and shut in, you know, nobody knows what somebody next to them is going through. If you can do something positive, call somebody, encourage them, do that, you know, because life that we live dictate where we go when we die. And that's just real talk. There's only two choices, heaven or hell, you know. So don't take much to share some love, share an encouraging word, you know, and I thank God that my mom is still alive so I can talk to her. You know, I know she has Alzheimer's, but, you know, some days she don't remember who I am, but I'm just so glad to be able to hear her voice, and I'm just glad that the Lord is working in the background for me, and I pray that the buyer for my home comes real soon, because y'all know I have liquidated pretty much everything because the realtor says people want to visualize this stuff in the space. My friends have said that, you know, my house was beautifully set up, that why couldn't it be staged? And I agree, but, you know, I'm not a realtor. I'm doing what she say do. So y'all pray for me so I'm getting my fat ass off this air mattress, because, my God, when I get up off that
mattress.
Oh,
God. Oh, Lord. Poor
thing. Yes, this air mattress do not work. And of all y'all who've seen my bedroom before, you know, I was in a bed like a princess. Now I'm like a damn pauper. If I sit on the bed wrong, you know, I roll up, I'm afraid the air going to squish out. But anyway, get me off this air mattress. Lord, Lord, please pray, you know, in Jesus' name on my behalf.
We're praying for your comfort, Harry.
Thank you, Jane, that. But anyway, you know, I so appreciate you and Chris. And with that being said, you know, we got to get the hell up out of here. So we got to go. See you next Friday. When we
have- All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Who would have ever thought the day could end? When we would see a love like this falling.